I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, Georgia's sex offender registration program stands to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars of its federal grant funding next year. GPB's Taylor Gann explains.
The U.S. Department of Justice says Georgia's registry does not contain important information about registered sex offenders. The state also failed to classify the risk each person on the list poses to reoffend, as required by federal law. According to the AJC, the state will lose around $250,000 in funding due to the cuts. Currently, there are more than 22,000 names on Georgia's sex offender registry. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta Braves won another game in spectacular fashion last night, beating the New York Mets 7-6. The Braves came back from a four-run deficit to win the game on a walk-off home run in the ninth inning.
Swing and a drive down the line. Did he get enough? He did! The Braves walk off again on a line drive homer by Johan Camargo.
Atlanta maintains a slim half-game lead in the division. They'll play the Mets again tonight at 7:30. Georgia is one of the top 10 states in the country when it comes to credit card debt. In 2017, Georgia residents racked up more than $23 billion in debt on their credit cards. That's the 10th highest total for any state in the nation. A record number of flyers passed through security checkpoints at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport over Memorial Day weekend. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 93,000 people last Friday, beating a record set last year. The airport expected over 1.7 million passengers over the weekend. It'll release final numbers later on this week. After hours of rescue efforts, two teenagers are now safe after getting stuck near a waterfall at High Falls State Park. Monroe EMA Director Matt Perry says the teenagers wandered out onto the rocks and then couldn't get back to shore. Macon Bibbs rescue dive team was called in to help save the two 17-year-olds last night. Speaking to 11 Alive, Perry says people have to pay attention to warning signs when visiting Georgia's state parks.
They're wonderful. They're beautiful. But if you don't obey the safety signs, you're going to end up having to get rescued by us, or worse, put in a body bag.
Perry says the Department of Natural Resources plans to charge the two teenagers. And a new survey reflects Atlanta's increased investment in its parks. The Trust for Public Lands annual Park Score survey reports Atlanta rose to 43rd in parks among the country's largest 100 cities. The city scored particularly well for access to amenities like splash pads and senior and recreation centers. City park authorities report 2/3 of Atlantans live within a 10-minute walk of a park. The Atlanta Beltline is preparing to make emergency repairs to three areas along the future Southside Trail. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that the Beltline is seeking to hire contractors for repairs at three locations along the Southside corridor. In March, the City of Atlanta and the Beltline announced the purchase of 63 acres along the future Southside Trail for nearly $26 million. The 4.5-mile railroad corridor, it runs from University Avenue to Glenwood Avenue. In April, a Beltline engineer said it would be about 11 months before the trail was ready for hiking. A site visit with potential contractors is scheduled for next week.